This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You need to have the kaffarat all the time. We need to have kaffarat all the time. Sadaqah, you know, siyam, umrah, salah, jum'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salawatul khams wa jum'ah ila jum'ah wa ramadan ila ramadan, kaffaratul lima baynaha, majtunibat al-kabair aw ma lam tughsha al-kabair. You know, the five daily prayers, and Jum'ah to Jum'ah, and Ramadan to Ramadan, and Ramadan is approaching. We want to make sure that we get the, you know, our sins forgiven in Ramadan. Kaffarat lima baynaha. These will wipe out the sins, or these are expiations for the sins that are done between them. From one Salah to the next, from one Jum'ah to the next, from one Ramadan to the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hud, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Establish the prayers at the two ends of the day, and when the night approaches, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ. At the two ends of the day, establish the prayers. وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلَ when the night approaches. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ verily, الْحَسَنَاتِ will wipe out السَّيِّئَاتِ will erase السَّيِّئَاتِ will efface السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. So this is how we could realize taqwa. The Prophet ﷺ told us, quickly follow up a bad action with one that is good. Even if you fall into it, follow it up with one that is good. And if you do this, Allah promised us that He will turn our bad actions into good ones. إِلَّا مَنْ تَبْ سُرَةِ الْفُرْقَانِ Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except for the one who repented, وَآمَنَ and believed, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا and did righteousness. So this is how you show your tawbah, by doing righteousness. Follow up a bad action with a good one, righteousness. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace their bad actions, their sayyat, with hasanat. Allah will replace their sayyat with hasanat. Truly replace them. Because the effort that is taken in making tawbah is enormous. And Allah loves that effort so much that He will replace your sayyat and give you in their place, in their stead, hasanat. Because of the enormous effort that is needed, that is required of the people to give up their bad actions, to give up their bad habits, to change their lifestyle, to change their way of life, to forsake, you know, their friends, their bad friends, to forsake, you know, whatever sources of pleasure they used to depend on for fun and for pleasure and so on, for the sake of Allah. Enormous effort. So Allah will, and I will give you this hadith and we'll end with it, inshallah. Because it has to do with this particular issue of changing the sayyat into the hasanat. And then, وَخَالَقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. We will defer this to, there we'll talk, you know, in many other hadith about good conduct. But this hadith is about the beauty of following up the bad actions with good ones. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar considered it to be hasan, considered it to be sound in his book Al-Amali Mutlaqa, and it is reported by Al-Bazzar, reported also by Al-Tabarani from Mu'jam al-Kabir, and reported by others, with a hasan chain of narration. A beautiful hadith. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An old man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to him, "What means? Araita ila rajulin? Fa'al al-maasi kullaha, as far as I remember, walam yatruk minha shay'a." وهو مع ذلك لم يترك حاجة ولا داجة. In some reports, حاجة ولا داجة. هل لذلك من توبة؟ So the man said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what do you think of a man who did all evil deeds? لم يترك منها شيئا. He did not leave an act of wickedness except that he committed it. لم يترك منها. He didn't leave anything. وهو مع ذلك لم يترك حاجة ولا داج حاجة ولا داجة and in some reports حاجة ولا داجة حاجة ولا داجة حاج الحاج والداج الحاج is the one who goes to حاج الداج is the one who goes to حاج but he does not make حاج is the one who goes to the place not intending to make حاج so الحاج قليل الداج كثير والحاج قليل which means that the company is too many, but the true ones who intended Hajj are very few. But anyway, in this particular context, what he meant is that he did not leave any sin, big or small, except that he committed it. So he said to the Prophet ﷺ, هل لذلك من توبة? Will this man have توبة, have, you know, his repentance accepted? And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, هل أسلمت? Have you أسلمت? Have you became Muslim? Or have you become Muslim? And the man said to him, أما أنا فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد رسول الله. As for me, I testify that there is no God but Allah alone without a partner. And I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Then the Prophet ﷺ said to him, "Na'am, yes, then all will be forgiven. تَفْعَلُ الْخَيْرَاتِ You do that which is good. وَتَتْرُكُ السَّيِّئَاتِ And you abandon that which is bad. فَيُبْدِلُهُنَّ اللَّهُ كُلَّهُنَّ حَسَنَاتِ Then Allah will turn them all into حَسَنَاتِ Then Allah will turn them all into حَسَنَاتِ And then the man, this is a very old man, very old man. So the man said, وَغَدَرَاتِ وَفَجَرَاتِ غَدَرَاتِ comes from غَدْر. Acts of treachery, deception, betrayal of trust. You know, big, غَدْر. Betrayal of trust, treachery, deception, وَغَدَرَاتِ. My acts of betrayal of trust, treachery, deception, وَفَجَرَاتِ. My fujur. You know fujur comes from what? وَقَالُوا لَنُؤْمِنَ لَنُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا in Surah Al-Isra comes from tafjir. We will not believe, we will not believe you. They said, the kuffar, they said to the Prophet, we will not believe you until you break open a spring from the ground. You break open a spring from the ground. It comes from tafjir. It is when someone, you know, comes out from the confines of the Sharia. It hints to you that the Sharia has confines. When you break loose from the confines of Sharia, that is fujur. You break loose from the confines of the Sharia. Therefore, you always have to watch the red lines, staying within the confines of Sharia. Once you break loose from the confines of Sharia, you're fajr. You break out from the confines of Sharia. That is fujur. It is about breaking apart or open or coming out from something like this. Tafjir. So he said to him, "Wagadarati wa fajarati, and my acts of treachery and wickedness." Fujur would be translated as wickedness, right? You know, because extreme evil, wickedness. And then the Prophet ﷺ said to him, وَغَدَرَاتُكَ وَفَجَرَاتُكَ That also includes all of your قَدَرَاتُ and فَجَرَاتُ. Then the man turned around and he walked away and he continued to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, until he was not seen by the Sahaba anymore.